Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we taught that as Bible-believing Christians, we need to stand together in the war against sin. Well, let's start the week with that thought today. Remember, no one loved more than Jesus, yet he preached and rebuked sin and the sin of the people. That's why in John 7:7, it says there that he told his brethren, he says, "You, the world doesn't hate, but me it hates because I testify of its works, that their deeds are evil." In other words, he was naming sin. That's why it's in the plural. Their deeds, their works, they're evil. Now remember again, no one loved more than Jesus. He rebuked sin and the people that were doing the sin, although he loved them. He cleansed the temple twice because he wants his house to be holy. I wonder what he'd do with these contemporary churches today. We must see if we have biblical, godly love. And if we don't, then we'll walk in darkness. But if we do, we'll rebuke sin, as we're told in Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 9 through 11. Yet, we will show them the way for victory over their sin and over the sin in the life of those people. So we rebuke the sin, but we also show them the way to have victory. That is God's way. So let's just go with God's way. Now, with the foregoing statements on these conditions here, we need to stand together in Christ. If you're a biblicist, if you are a strong believer in the Word of God, you don't believe God changes, you believe that He is still holy, you believe that what was sin 50 years ago is still sin today, then you also, we're on the same side, and we're in a war. Now to Christ, the local church is important in this war. Matthew 16:18 says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, my friend, gates are for defense. God expects local churches in their communities, in their places where they are, to be attacking the gates of hell. This war, by the way, is a worldwide war. Just a few short years ago in Syria, there were over 1,200 documented cases of the murder of religious people. Now, most of them seem to be Christians, but it was religious people. And there were over 500,000 were forced to flee their homes. In Iraq, it had a similar problem. Of course, that's with ISIS and all that, but Christians there were being terrorized. Some saw their children with their heads being cut off in front of them, or they deny the faith and convert to Islam. We've heard about Iran, and there's a pastor there who was in prison for witnessing, preaching the word. We can tell of the beatings when men have been caught smuggling Bibles into a country. We can talk of North Korea and the concentration camps and the anti-Christ laws of Europe, China. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that China and some of these other nations of that ire, they actually block our broadcast. And it just goes on down the line. Christians in America are seeing before their eyes a change in this country. There are a lot of churches that hate us, that preach the old book, and stand on the old holy standards. Look, I've had people that are preachers that have stood in even my own platform, preach against this worldly music getting into the churches and the contemporary sound. They preach against going to the movies and things. Now, they're promoting those things. You see, the Bible warns us in Proverbs about following those that are given to change. See, they aren't convicted of the truth. They just go with whichever way they think the wind is blowing. Now, most churches seem to lack a moral compass as a result. It is a lack of right Bible and preaching and a lack of understanding that God is holy. So they simply call us legalists. It's that well thought out. That's like two little kids. You're a dum-dum. Well, my daddy can beat up your daddy. You know, just, I get letters here that sometimes I just want to answer them all. My daddy can beat up your daddy. You know, just, they're so childish, immature. And they want to call you a legalist just like little kids call each other names. But, my friend, what we have to understand is they're in darkness. They don't have the capacity to understand that. They don't have the capacity to understand that they're living in an unholiness and unrighteousness, that all they have is religion. That ought to break our heart for people that are so self-deceived. It really ought to break our hearts. And if it doesn't, then, my friend, there's something wrong with us. So, therefore, we're brethren. We must stand together. If we don't, and we go with the contemporary crowd, we no longer stand with the Jesus of the Bible. We no longer stand with the true Word of God. So, my friend, just a statement that was made back in Bible days, choose you this day whom you will serve. As Elijah said to the children of the northern tribe. Now, let us look at the text. Because we see it is very important in light of these shared facts with you at this time. It says there in verse 10, or in verse 9, he that saith that he is in the light and hateth his brothers in darkness even unto now. So again, it must be considered here with chapter 3 and verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You know, if it's only in word and tongue, but not in deed and truth, then that is darkness. I've seen a lot of accusers and critics of our ministry, but other ministries as well. And I'll ask something like, well, how often do they go to visitation in our church or that church or whatever it may be? How often do you see them carrying tracts and handing them out? How often do you see them witness? How often do you see them walking out just to go to the altar to pray for souls, to be burdened for others? And, you know, the answer is very revealing. It's very revealing. And you see, that is really what proves reality, whether it's just tongue and word or if it's deed and truth. You know, the word light here is from the Greek word phos. It means a light that is never kindled. It's never put out. Although it may be hidden from view. That's kind of like the sun. The sun continues to shine, but, you know, we know for half of that 20 or part of that 24-hour day, we're not going to see it. It's not because the light went out. It's because we're completely turned from it. And that happens so often in the Christian life. When they turn from the light, they're hid from the true light, the Lord Jesus Christ. To say that I'm in a light, but you hate your brother with continual hate, and that is not only just a moment of anger, but this is a continuous tense that is used to in the Greek. And when I'm like that, then I'm walking in darkness in God's sight, even until now. You see, my friend, love is associated with light. You hate a brother, whether it's a preacher, a missionary, or just a fellow member in the church. And hate of a brother in Christ, or a sister in Christ for that matter, you have that and it's continual. That simply means you are walking in darkness. Now, not because I say so. God says so. And He is the authority, not me. He is the authority. So, Jesus is light, as seen in John 8:12. If you follow Him, you'll not walk in darkness. Or, as in John 1:4, in Him was life, and that life was the light of man. Or as in 1 John 1:5, this then is the message that we have heard of Him, declaring to you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness. None, whatever. No darkness at all. Jesus is the light of the world. That light was not kindled by man, and man cannot quench it. He is shining, whether any man sees Him or not. One day, all men will see Him, because every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the honor and glory of God the Father. Now, my friend, this holy God who gave us and preserved for us this holy word and commands us to be holy and to have godly, separate from the world standards, because He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now, God said it. I didn't say it. God said it. God said it. It is right. That is, for us, those are, should I say, words of light. Those are words of light. So, verse 10, He says, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Now, that's what God said. If God said it, my friend, it's true. This is showing that loving your brother is abiding in Christ, which we need to do in these days of apostasy.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Bible says, Bible plans my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.